WPFP, translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Former President Trump is the frontrunner going into tonight's Iowa caucuses. Supporter Tom Donnelly says he knows some are hesitant to support him.
I think people will come around to that. I think it will be difficult for the Senate and Congress. And yeah, you have these political factions, and we've never been more divided. But that's going to be the case with anybody.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former South Carolina Governor and U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley are hoping strong showings tonight will help them in New Hampshire. It is cold in Iowa, and across much of the country, more than 100 million Americans are on alert for dangerously cold temperatures, snow, and ice. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will work remotely for the time being after he left Walter Reed Hospital, where he underwent treatment of prostate cancer. The White House is still playing down calls for Austin to resign for delays in notifying the president and other officials. This is ABC News. In Arizona, an investigation into a deadly hot air balloon crash.
Combining two adventure sports, 13 people had gone up in a balloon Sunday, 8 wearing parachutes on their backs. After the skydivers had successfully jumped, something went wrong and the balloon plummeted to the ground, killing 4 occupants and injuring a 5th.
When this occurs, it affects us because the skydiving community is a large one and very, very close-knit.
Eloy, Arizona Mayor Micah Powell, a skydiver himself, says local and federal investigators are looking for the cause of the disaster. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
This week, the world's elite gather in Davos, Switzerland, heads of state and government discussing global issues, and it comes amid a new report which notes the world's 5 richest men more than doubled their wealth since 2020, while 5 billion people have gotten poorer.
It's very important to underscore that it's a massive policy and political failure of the economic system that we have created.
Oxfam International's Amitabh Bayar. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
7 Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The weather for the next few days will be bitterly cold with highs in the single digits and potentially dangerous cold wind chills in the mornings. Today will be mostly sunny, windy, and cold with highs only in the single digits. Cases of COVID, flu, and RSV are rising in Wisconsin. At the same time, vaccination numbers are down. Boston University's Dr. Monica Wang says health experts need to counter misinformation online.
We as researchers can do a better job about communicating our science, and that means we start communicating our results and our processes in language that's easy and accessible for everyday people to understand.
The Wisconsin Policy Forum says vaccination rates for school children are up but are still well below pre-pandemic levels. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Bucks win in overtime. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks and the Sacramento Kings in a high-scoring thriller at five-serve form that went down to the wire in overtime, 144-143 in favor of Milwaukee. The Bucks' Damian Lillard and how he dodged De'Aaron Fox to hit the winning three-point shot at the buzzer.
I wasn't going inside the three-point line, so he kind of got back in front of me, and I just changed direction, and it was a pretty comfortable shot.
The Bucks have now won their last three. They head to Cleveland to face the Cavaliers Wednesday. NFL, the Packers with a stunning upset of the Dallas Cowboys, 48-32. They jumped out to a 27-0 lead by the second quarter, snapping a 16-game winning streak at home for the Cowboys. Up next, Green Bay heads to California to face the 49ers Saturday night at 7:15 in the divisional playoffs.
All these guys have the ability, all the young guys that we have, Christian on now, the oldest receivers on year two, and I believed in them.
That's Packers outside linebacker Preston Smith. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Playing California, what we want.
Where I come from isn't all that great. My automobile is a piece of crap. My fashion sense is a little whack, and my friends are just as creepy as me. I didn't go to boarding schools. Preppy girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody, got nothing in my pocket. Housemates rub the floors, they get the spaces in between. I wanna live a life like that. I wanna be just like a king. Take my picture by the pool, 'cause I'm the next big thing. Something that you're born into, and I just don't belong. No, I don't. I'm just a no-class beat-down fool, and I will always be that way. I might as well enjoy my life and watch the stars.
Hey, Jack, you got that $20 you owe me, man?
This time to gather your thoughts while Jack FM gathers our revenue.
This year, wouldn't you like to stop feeling self-conscious about your receding hairline or thinning hair and to start feeling confident with the way you look? Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow from New Nordic as an effective way to get thicker looking hair. Hair Grow is backed by an exclusive U.S. patent and is clinically proven to promote more hair growth. One actual Hair Grow customer writes, "After trying Hair Grow for a month and a half, my hair began to grow and thicken with no breakage when combing or shampooing. My hair is beginning to look great." Another writes, "A friend of mine noticed lots of increased hair growth. I couldn't be happier with the results and highly recommend this product for anyone with thin hair. Start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens or shop online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. That's new, NordicUSA.com. Amazon or ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens. New year, new you, new Nordic.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The Arctic blast is slapping us with frigid temperatures, prompting a wind chill advisory in effect now until noon. Winds are gusting up to 20 miles per hour, creating wind chill values of 20 below to 30 below, which can cause frostbite rapidly. Actual highs today don't get above zero. Currently, it's 2 degrees above.
This bunch of songs in a row on Jack FM has 1.5 stars on Yelp.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss, and then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, there's your dog bite, no child, no." The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again, cause I told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best as ever been." He played, "Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, I'm picking out dough. Granny, where your dog bite, no child, no." We'll be right back.
Seriously, Jack? Did you just squeeze out an air biscuit?
Jack FM. and if you just fade away, don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did, looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid, and I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind, I'm still standing. Were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did, looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid, I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind, I'm still standing.
Standing by. 866-930-JACK.
Don't let
Jack FM's gonna stop while we're ahead.
And now a message from Puffs Plus Lotion Tissues. Ordinary tissues can leave you with a red nose. So choose Puffs Plus Lotion for all of your blows. Puffs have lotion to soothe sensitive skin so you can wipe without wincing. It's a win-win. Puffs have cushiony thickness, which brings relief too, so the days of sore red noses are gone and through. When you're after soothing softness, a nose in need deserves Puffs indeed.
This year, every plate is serving up their most sizzling deal yet. $1 steak every single week. Not only can you dig into 10 ounces of delicious steak for just a dollar, but you can enjoy every plate's other tasty meals for just $1.49 each. Whether you're resolving to save money or just want to enjoy every bite in 2024, America's Best Value Meal Kit has you covered. Get started with $1 steak every week and meals for $1.49 each with code DCS49 at everyplate.com. Everyplate.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The Arctic blast is slapping us with frigid temperatures, prompting a wind chill advisory in effect now until noon. Winds are gusting up to 20 miles per hour, creating wind chill values of 20 below to 30 below, which can cause frostbite rapidly. Actual highs today don't get above zero. Currently, it's 2 degrees above.
Today's Title Town Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin. Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a super bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken every day of the week. Enjoy burger and fries Thursday, Friday fish fry with salad bar. Saturday, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Title Town Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
With most of the football world counting the Packers out, they shocked everyone but themselves, cruising to a 48-32 wildcard playoff victory over the Cowboys in Dallas. Aaron Jones rushed for 118 yards and 3 touchdowns, hitting 100 yards for the 4th straight game.
We're playing all together as one. The blocking unit, they're doing their thing up front, making it easy for me to just pick and choose which hole I want to run through. If I'm cutting it back, I have 2 ways to go, which can slow me down sometimes because I'm like, pick the right one, you know. But I think it's just a credit to them, and then play calling as well, and then just getting back healthy and running with something to prove.
Jordan Love had another big day, throwing for 3 touchdowns, and Romeo Doubs, 6 catches, a career-high 151 yards, and a score.
Today, it was pretty good chemistry today. Jordan knows, you know, win, lose, or draw, we move on forward and just keep progressing and figuring things out.
Another big day for the defense, too. I'll have more after this.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
The team that wins the turnover battle usually wins in any NFL game. The Packers didn't turn it over and got 2 interceptions of their own to win going away. Jaire Alexander had the first pick, and Darnell Savage followed with a 64-yard pick six to put the Packers up 27-0.
It's definitely big, and anytime you score on defense, it's a tone setter because it doesn't happen often.
It's on to San Francisco for the divisional playoffs on Saturday night. More from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
103.1.
Jack Crazy FM. Crazy delicious.
Emotion.
Separates Jack FM from the rest? Well, a restraining order for one thing.
go to your room and play what you want.